Hi, this is John Allsop with another five a day, or internet marketing five a day. Quite simple today. First one is test other shapes than square boxes. There's some sense that if you see a square box, you start to think that it's an ad, and people mentally ignore ads. So if you create your call to action, even if it's square but with rounded corners, or make it a star, or make it an oval, or whatever, just test those, see how you get on with those. One of the problems that internet marketers have is finding niches. It's a very it's actually a hard life, internet marketing. It's hard to find a niche that somebody isn't already dominating. It's hard to find a business opportunity online that somebody isn't already doing. And there are all the kind of, if you like, established ways of doing it. But I was just reading this book I've mentioned before, Victor Papanyek, Design for the Real World. It's kind of a 50s design book, I think. We'll just have a look. 1984. It feels like a long time ago, but anyway. One of the things that that he talks about in terms of product design is he talks about, okay, the idea, he gives his students the task of designing a chair. And one of the things that you could do with that is look at different sorts of chairs. So you're looking at a chair for people with injured backs, or a chair for children in primary schools, or a method of sitting on a boat, or a chair for performing some specific technical tasks such as playing in a string quartet, or a fun chair that will appeal to a particular type of person. Those are his examples. And that is an example of kind of fanning the idea out and getting lots of possibilities. And what he then says is to take one of those possibilities, so you grab one of those and start to design something and look into the problem and start to research that area. So let's say you pick up playing in a string quartet, a seat for someone playing in a string quartet, then you would look at that as a problem. Talk to people in orchestras and look at the designs of chairs that they're already using and so on. And having done that, you can then, so you've fanned out, you've gone from chair, you've fanned out to get lots of possibilities, you've chosen one, so you've actually kind of zoomed in and started designing for that in terms of concept. And then once you've done your research, you can fan out again. You can kind of go, well, actually, these people not only have a problem with chairs, they also have a problem with something else, whatever it is. But you'll have done your research, and you'll be able to fan out again. And then you could pick one of those and zoom in and do more research on that, and then fan out again. So that seems to me a great way of finding a niche to market, to create a whole business on the online. Possibly one of the best. I mean, I've seen quite a few. You know, they say go and look at magazines and see what's what's selling, and yeah, that's fine. I like that method. Anyway. On to the third one. Facebook says, and it gives extra tools as well. If you place a Facebook ad and the destination page when you click the ad is a Facebook page, then Facebook gives you extra tools. The ad looks different. And they say that the conversion's better. I haven't found that. I've found that it kind of adds an extra step. What you get, if you get some likes, those aren't sales, then you've got to reconvert into a sale. Whereas if you take somebody from the ad to a sale to your website where you can sell something, I've found that better. Obviously that's up for testing, but those are two alternatives to test. Another quote from Seth Godin, this one, probably the last from him, I think. Artists change people. No one cares about very good. I'll pay extra for the personal, the magical, the artistic. And that's been my, focus, I think, or my attention is, my radar is on for opportunities to use art in business. I think that's a very strong possibility. I like the fact that artists try to make things that are meaningful, and businesses need that, need some kind of humanizing factor. We need to be able to differentiate. It's good to try and involve comedians or musicians or visual artists, and photographers and video people are creatives as well. So the more of those people that we can use in business, the better our business will look, I think. So I'm all for that. And the final point is that social media is a conversation. Twitter is not a megaphone. It's a place where you can have conversations. It's two-way, and that's something that you should certainly, if you're just broadcasting, as I am right this second, if this is all you're doing, then you're doing it wrong. Actually, the majority of time should be interacting and having conversations and helping people. So that's the fifth thing, and I'll see you tomorrow. Alrighty, take care.